that sees a 17-point advantage. We're set to go. Last quarter from Vic Park. Collingwood VFL Radio bringing you all the action here as McKenzie goes on his right boot. He gets it to half forward, fisted away by Spencer from Marsh. Maloney's there at ground level, releases his man in Seedsman by hand to Williams under pressure. Good stuff. Scharenberg did well to absorb the tackle from Salem, and he got it going another 5 metres before it went over the boundary line. Ball to be tossed back in, just about centre wing. A real Melbourne wintry day. We've seen real strong winds, cold breeze, now some rain, and now some clear blue sky to just start to take over from those dark grey clouds. Ball's tossed back in. Oh, Burns got his own man there for a moment. Gent was okay though. Spills out the back. Munro tracked the footy, knocked it on. McKenzie got it cleanly. He was tackled and he handballed away, but he was over the line when he did so. We'll do it all again. Tossed back in where the arc meets the boundary line.
So Ben Reid, not off the ground at the moment. They're not resting him in this final quarter. He's starting up at full forward. Corey Galton, the goal square, Reid about 30 metres in front of him. And little Jack Blair about 10 metres in front of him. So the three deep forwards for the Magpies to start this final quarter.
And J-Mar got it going. Neil Bullen's there. Underground handball. Gent went without the ball. And that was good stuff from Cox. Allowed the spillage. Maloney got it going for Blair. He's well tackled. Spills there for Matheson. A good tackle here from Blair. That was really good stuff. Is he going to be rewarded? No. I'll toss it up on the arc. 45 degree angle. Collingwood attacking, kicking to the Yarra Falls end.
If you look down in defence, we've got Jonathan Marsh giving away a lot of height on Jake Spencer, who's playing high half forward. Tony Armstrong's manning Jai Kennedy-Harris, who's playing deep forward. And Matt Scharenberg playing on Christian Salem at half back for Collingwood. So, as we mentioned before, Scharenberg was pick 6 in the 0-13 draft. Christian Salem pick 9. So they know each other pretty well, those two.
Hellier inside the 50. Goal quick hands. Oh, Turlick got in the way. It might spill for Reid yet. Good tackle, Blair. Ball spills out. Got to be one at ground level. Williams is a good man. He got the handball away. Good tackle. Players converge. Umpire to toss it up. 20 out, deep in the pocket. Collingwood attacking to the Yarra Falls end.
Cox still doing the ruck work. Might almost have won a free kick there for holding the ball. Nothing called by the umpire. Dwyer puts his head over it.
They're trying desperately to get it out. Scorpions do eventually, but they're held up pretty quickly by Cox and Seedsman. There's been an adjustment at three-quarter time to that scoreboard. It's 9-4-58 Collingwood to Casey, 6-6-42. So the Scorps awarded another point there as the scores were rectified. And it's going to be a Collingwood ball here for Mantee. It was taken high. Yep, umpire saw it. And Collingwood will take the footy. In fact, it's not Mantee, it's Goodyear who has it.
Calling for the switch. Jonathan Marsh very vocal about switching, but they've blocked it off, so he's going to have to go long to a contest.
And there's some tall timber down there. At the back, there's an authoritative fist for the Scorpions. Gent gets on the end of it, and it barrels a long ball, but Armstrong takes it in the middle of the ground. Now they can go quickly. He heads to across the ground, and Sinclair has taken it in the middle. He goes further afield. The switch is complete. Hellier gets on the end of it at half forward. Darts back onto the left boot. He's got some options. Left foot this time. Inside they go. Over the head of Galt. Chance for Reid, who read it off hand. Swings around and misses. Oh, that would have brought the house down. 9-5-58 it is. 9-5-59, I should say, to 6-6-42.
Well played by Ben Reid. That take and clean take and swivel in the left boot, ever so close. Would have been a nice way to start this last quarter because the breeze has died down. Neither side's kicking with any advantage at the minute.
2-1 for Ben Reid's afternoon so far. Here's Armstrong trying to get away from Gent. Oh, gee, he was picked up.
Potentially a dangerous tackle, that one.
Yeah, Gent and Armstrong with a bit to go on with there, and now Spencer comes in to remonstrate too. The big fella, he wraps his arms around the whole group of them. Has the reach to do so. He settles them all down. They'll toss it in at half forward. Collingwood attacking.
T.A. not happy with the treatment there? No, he's probably got a fair point, I'd imagine. He wouldn't have seen that one coming, and he got picked up and put to ground, but good to see he's back on his feet. He's been getting his hands dirty all afternoon, Tony Armstrong. Been a great player for us today.
21 gone at Etihad, 5-point ball game. Pies back in that one, 53-48. And here, it's a Seedsman free kick. He goes with his right boot inside the 50. Wants a one-on-one. They close around that contest. McDonald's there to read it off hands. Or Turlick, allowed read in. Got the handball to Williams. What can they do? From 30 out, back to 10 out, back to 5 out. Goal square. Goal! Toe-poke by Reed from half a metre out. That was some magnificent football under all sorts of pressure. They worked their way through traffic. They didn't give up. And Reed gets his third of the afternoon.
Marvellous work by Collingwood and Ben Reed. It was not pretty. It was scary to watch if you're a Collingwood supporter, just hoping like hell that someone would take clean possession and jam it on the boot. They didn't even take clean possession in the end, did they, Michael? It was Ben Reed throwing his right boot, the non-preferred at it. Doesn't matter how you get them, it's as long as you get them. And I think Dale Tapping and Collingwood will take that every day of the week. That's our 10th goal of the day. Casey's still on 6. And well, there's no wind blowing anymore, so the advantage isn't quite what it was. But you'd think that this should be enough for Collingwood to sit on the lead and hopefully see us home.
In the middle, ball to be won. Riley hacked it out of midair, but only as far as his opposition man. And that was Taylor who did well. Stopped it going forward. Chance in the ruck. Riley at ground level. McKenzie. Toe pokes to the outer side. Won't find anyone initially. Coming out to pick up the ball. Is Armstrong, who just darts away from half back. Gets onto his right boot. McEwen sits underneath it. Pinoza knocks it away from him. Did well at ground level. McEwen knocked it back out for Cox. Now Pinoza tries to wrap him up and the ball and all, and it works. I'll toss it up just about in the middle of Victoria Park.
Just hearing word that Darcy Moore's kicked his first goal of his AFL career for Collingwood down the road at Spencer Street. Lovely to hear. Great signs for a man who's done some great work in the forward line for the VFL Magpies at this very ground.
There's a free kick here. It's in a half back. Going the way of Casey. And they're going to try and rappel here. Neil Bullen. Long kick for Newton, who couldn't take the mark. Salem bounces up nicely, as does Newton. The Casey Scorpions have the footy, looking for Ruse. Couldn't quite keep a handle on it. Picked up at half forward, dangerous ball for Taylor. They're going to have it stolen here. Munro tracked the footy, couldn't pick it up. He cleared a path, though. It's spilt for Bale to McKenzie by hand. Inside the 50 they go, looking for Pendlebury to get in front. He couldn't quite. It was a good effort, but it was a beautiful kick. And the mark is taken by Max King. He's 50 out. It'll take some kicking. He's got a 45-degree angle to contend with. And he's to keep them in the ball game.
He's done a few interesting things today, Max King. He's got a good reach on him. Really long arms. Dustin Fletcher like that big reach overhead. Very hard to stop. When he gets in position and sticks the mitts up, he kicks this one. It keeps Casey just in touch.
From inside the paint to the Sheeran stand in, a magnificent finish. That is a beautiful kick of the footy. Never looked like missing. And the game continues here, 65-48. We've got a great contest. 7-6-48 the Scorps. 10-5-65 Collingwood, 8 gone, final turn.
Collingwood, the brace of players come on the ground now as Clinton Young comes off for a breather. Sammy Dwyer back on. Both have been so important all afternoon. Two of the most senior players on our list, and they've played like it today. Sammy Dwyer moving onto the wing at the minute. So in the midfield, with Mason Cox up forward, as is Ben Reed, still not off the ground, which is great to see. We've got Scott Greenoff in the ruck, Jack Hellier, Gus Borthwick, and also Jeremy Taylor at his feet. So all VFL listed players in there doing a fine job for the Magpies.
Borthwick tossed into the turf, but he got it going forward. It's stolen, though. One for Casey, on to Pinoza, handball back, McKenzie to Turlick, over the top, looking for Neil Bullen, got him, well tackled, just held up enough, good stuff Borthwick, allowed the pressure to come, Manteet, he tries to close down Turlick, did well, now Scharenberg can come in, oh Taylor, and he didn't talk, and they spoiled each other, it's over the line to be tossed back in centre wing.
Not a bad sign in its own way though for the coaching staff and players to know that the players are committed and they're not going to hold back and wait for someone else to do it, nothing worse than footy or cricket or any sport when you see two teammates hesitate and leave the ball for each other and no one goes to it. At least our players both made the effort. The talk will come later. They'll get that right.
J-Mar rewarded the free kick from Greenhoff. Centre wing, long ball. Who's going to win the day here? Did well, Marsh. Spills to ground though. Burns half a chance. Off the outside of the boot. Dangerous spot. 20 out. Directly in front. They work it towards the pocket. Pendlebury is there with Armstrong. And the Scorpion through King releases the handball out the back. Good closing pressure from Maloney. And then he went and won the footy. Good stuff, Ben. Got the handball over the top. McEwen did well to hold it up. He's knocked off it. And at ground level, the umpire's going to be forced to come in and adjudicate here. He tried to let it go. Pinoza tossed into the turf. Umpire to toss it up 55 out from the Scorps goal line.
Sky's darkening here at Victoria Park. Get the feeling we might be in for a bit more rain in just a moment. So another goal here to Collingwood would just about be enough if the rain starts to fall.
Pendlebury takes it inside the defensive 50. Williams the target, knocked away from him. Greenhoff picks up the loose ball, and there's Hellier, picks up the loose ball, and now he has a bounce, he has two. He releases his man on the outer wing, Williams. Handball over the top's a looping one, it's a good one. Inside the 50 they go. McEwen's got the sit, he's going to take the mark, and he's going to kick the goal!
That could just about be enough for the VFL Magpies. Lovely chain of handballs working up from Jack Hellier all the way through to Nick Great, half forward to kick long and beautifully weighted past to Dan McEwen. He'd run into space, marked all in his own 15 metres out and strolled in for his first of the afternoon. And that sends Collingwood out to 11-5-71 to Casey's 7-6-48. Should just about be enough. The son of Ron, as I'm sure his father did so often at the Arrow Falls end, put one through there. Big celebration too for Nettie. Enjoyed that one, and fair enough too, because Collingwood should just about be safe from here.
And he's doing some very neat things, is Ned McEwen. He was really good in that third term. He gets going with the footy very quickly, as does Hellier in the middle. Left foot kick to the wing. Ball to be won. Good tackle. And Maloney arrives late after the tackle was laid by Matheson. And then the umpire says, give it to me, gents. Munro emerges with it. Gents amongst it. He's going to go to Maloney. Third man up. Good stuff at ground level. That was Dwyer. Free kick here going the way of Casey. Didn't see what it was for. Might have been hacking out of midair with a boot. It's Newton who drives a long ball for King. Kicks over the top. Scorpion's goal coming up. There's time and space at the top of the square. Going back to the line and hack through. That was neat stuff in the end. Some quick thinking from Jaden Hunt. Keeps the Scorpions with a heartbeat. 54-71, 12 gone, final term.
Well, it's 12 minutes gone now in this last quarter. Casey just won't completely go away. He's got Ben Reed coming from the ground. He looks perfectly fine. And he's got mud all down his front too. You can tell he's played a game of footy. I'm sure he'll be the happiest man alive to just get dirty, muddy those knees up, and just feel like he's had a good solid hit out of footy once again as the rain tumbles down here at Victoria Park. The heaviest we've seen so far here in Abbotsford so far today.
Ball to be tossed up in the middle. Can they hold on, Collingwood? Here they go, Borthwick. Long ball to half forward. Oh, what a mark. Oh, it wasn't in the end. McEwen read it best off the crumbs. But his kick was under pressure and in the wet. It goes out of bounds on the full. It was Pinoza who almost took it on the chest but couldn't quite grasp the soapy footy.
And that kick's gone over the road, so security's had to go and retrieve that, giving Collingwood plenty of time to at least set up their defence and put the lockdown on the Casey Scorpions.
Cox, a good man to take the mark in the back pocket. Gives the Scorpions only one option. Spencer, the target with Jamar. They spoiled each other. Ball at ground level. One at the flank. Borthwick and tried to keep it in with his left boot. Did he kick that out on the full? I fancy he has. Yeah, he was trying to hack it forward. He was almost over. In the end, he probably could have just let it go, but we won't criticise him for having a dip. Half forward flank for Collingwood, but Casey have the footy. Long left ball, left foot ball from Newton through the hands of Riley, out of bounds to be tossed back in.
See Ben Reed getting ready to get back onto the ground now. That muddy jumper of his. So good signs for him. Ben Sinclair too, good signs for him as well. He's out on the ground deep into the fourth quarter. So all injured players appear to be getting through today's match. Touch wood, unscathed, just great to see.
Spiked forward, volleyball style from Cox. Ball won by Blair. He might have been taken high by Turlick. Nope. Umpire says that's all fair. I'll take the footy. You can hear the rain belting down.
It's raining sideways.
Round 15 of Vic Park in Melbourne. It's true to form here, the conditions. Knocked away from this marking contest. It's in a half forward for Collingwood. Bale was first to the ball. McEwen got his man into the back. Umpire was all over it. It's sheeting breeze now, and the rain is just hurling down on top of it. Kick is okay in the middle of the ground, taken nicely by McDonald. in the middle of Vic Park. McEwen stands the mark. He might have almost given away 50. Allowed to play on. Pies had half a chance. It's slipping through all hands here. Matheson picks it up. Gents got him, but got him high. And that's a crucial ball to be won at half back. He goes to Sharonberg. Right foot along the outer wing. He wants a mark or metres. Oh, look at those metres. They're beautiful metres. Keep going, footy, says Pie fans. All the way out. Keep going. Don't come back. Blow the siren. 71-54. Closing stages of this one. 15 gone. Final term. It's Collingwood with 11 goals. And Casey have just managed 8.
Finding this hilarious watching some of our players on the boundary line. Loving this rain. Tony Armstrong can't stop laughing. He's waiting for his chance to come back on. Most of the other players are gone for the sanctuary of the cover, but no, not TA. He's got the sleeves on. He's absolutely loving this rain. So hopefully he gets back out there and gets a chance to have a run around. Doesn't get too cold.
That's tricky conditions for everyone at the ground this afternoon. Ball to be tossed back in. Half forward flank. The umpire's gone to use the breeze there, I reckon. He's just about thrown it at right angles. And the main umpire said, you better do that again.
And we look over at the trees now on the outer side, and they are bending sideways. So, very tricky job for that poor old umpire. He's had another crack and done all right this time.
He's fisted it forward, 40 metres gained. Williams runs it over again, and that's a good result by his fans. Every metre and every minute crucial now. We told you how important today's game was at the start of the contest. 8 wins, 4 losses for both Collingwood and Casey coming into today. And the ball is still in the forward pocket. Tricky conditions for this boundary umpire.
The four bloke, he's picked the wrong time to have to do these throw-ins. I think any AFL field umpire or boundary umpire would have trouble here too with this breeze.
Turlick tries to go underground, might have been taken high. They've emerged with the footy anyway, Casey. J-Mar can't hold it in the fingertips. Spills out the back. Pendlebury hacks it forward. Gains 25 metres. Gent goes with an underground handball. Neil Bullen was slung over the turf too long. Oh, he might have hurt himself. Has he? That right shoulder sore. He's just holding it there, but I think he's okay. He's just shaking it off. Might have got a little stinger. And Dwyer is the man that'll take the free kick. So Pies have it. Inside the 50 they go. It's a tough ball to mark at the back. Top of the square. Pinoza had it and lost it. Quickly on by hand. That was well worked by Casey's defence. Handball over the top looking for Kennedy Harris. He has Blair for company. Taken off the footy. Here's Williams diving on it. He got the handball away. Good stuff, Borthwick. Gained 15 metres around the corner. Turlick was there to take it over. And they'll toss it in. 35 around from the point post.
Ben Reid just preparing to come back onto the ground now too, looking all okay, just waiting for his chance, waiting for one of the key forwards to get across to him. The ball spent a lot of time in our attacking half the last few minutes, which is a nice way to take a few minutes off the clock. We're now in the 18th minute of the final quarter.
A couple of sets of hands on the footy, but they can't hold on to it. That was good stuff from Goodyear. Got it to Young. Right foot deep in the pocket. Gold couldn't take the mark. He worked Hutchins underneath it nicely. But it's a slippery ball. You can hear the rain fairly belting down again at Victoria Park.
Humbling down. You'd think down at Etihad they'd be none the wiser to any of this is going on. But for the Magpies and the Scorpions here in Abbotsford, they are under siege from the rain.
We will go to Etihad shortly for an update. Here's Cox deep in the forward pocket for Collingwood at Vic Park in the VFL. Gent around the corner on his right boot. Couldn't find a teammate. Ruse let it. His teammate come in and lend a hand, but they couldn't get away with it cleanly. Hellier picked up the loose ball. He was beset upon. Players converge. It's a huge number of players around this footy. It comes to Manteek. Got it from Blair. Inside the 50. Bouncing ball. Bouncing over the top, and it's just touched on the line by Hutchins. One behind. That might just be enough to ensure they don't lose this contest. Collingwood, it's now an even 3-goal advantage.
It takes something extraordinary, you think, in these conditions for Casey to kick 3 straight goals from here, but stranger things have happened.
And they are on the burst, but Armstrong takes it at half forward. With a cool head, he heads to the outer side, where Dwyer takes the mark.
And the switch could be on here. He's got Pendlebury and then Young. And then he's also got Jack Elliott. So if they're quick, they might be able to move this inside 50 in the blink of an eye.
It's in good hands to carry 50 metres, and Young does it without blinking an eye. Finds Hellier. It didn't have to move, did Jack? He goes to half forward. Greenhoff comes out and meets it in the chest. It just bounced off at the chest, but he did well to butter up and clear a path. And then he went back and won the footy. Then he had a shot on goal, but he missed to the left-hand side.
Triple play by Scotty Greenhoff. Would have been one of the great goals of the day.
A testament to effort there. He wasn't prepared to give up on the footy. Dre comes back on. Oh, chance for the Pies, but Turlick was good enough to get around the tackler deep in the back pocket. He kicked the long ball only the half back flank. Here's Gray, picked it up, goes to 10 out. Galt with the chance, Hutchins for company. It beats that contest, trickles over the line.
See Mason Cox coming from the ground for a breather. He's earned it. He's had to work overtime in this quarter. Ben Reid coming back onto the field now in his place. So it might be Scotty Greenhoff or Corey Galt to take this boundary throw. It looks like it's going to be Corey Galt.
Can they wrestle one more here? Collingwood almost into time on 11-7-73 to 8-6-54. Casey need four goals from here. Attacked out of midair, volleyed in fact by Galt, but it missed to the right hand side. Would have been the goal of the year without question. 11-8-74 now, 8-6-54. It's a 20 point advantage, four goals still for Casey to make up on Collingwood.
Ticked into the 21st minute now, this final quarter. So really, Collingwood should be happy to sit on this lead from here and just lock the game down. Dwyer on the outer side. Now Marsh.
He's had a really good day. His bomb here is not all that pretty. It's out of bounds in the full. Look at the trees at the back.
Wow.
Blowing a gale. The security guard's going to do well to stay upright as he goes to retrieve this footy.
It's been a tough day for all concerned at the Arrow Falls end. If you're looking the other way, you're going to be looking into the wind all afternoon on those poor trees. Good luck to them. So I want to be standing by the end of the day. They'll do a good job if they are.
And here they go again. The Pies comes to hand to Manteed, who got it from Gold, who got it from Goodyear. It finishes with Seedsman inside the 50. Across the face. Reid, oh, he tried to keep it alive, but he couldn't.
Sneaky by Ben Reid there. Thought he'd try and tap it in from behind the goals and fool everyone. He almost had us fooled up here.
Two behinds for Paul Seedsman this afternoon. He's been really good at just opening the game up in tricky conditions. Turley kicks it in, out of bounds on the full.
How many out on the full? Is it almost a world record, Michael? Would you say?
Yeah, it's just so hard, isn't it? I mean, got to try and get it to the boundary line, but
players from both sides guilty of it, although it's hardly anyone's fault. It's playing to the conditions, no more, no less. It'll take a while for this ball to get retrieved.
Spencer's going to have to go and lean over the fence. Seedsman eventually waits for the support staff to get there, and he's going to have the footy. He's just where the arc meets the boundary line, so he decides to lob it up. It'll be a big grab in the conditions. It's a good set of hands from Pinoza, who takes it, clunks it, chips over the top dangerously, but Bale is good enough to take the mark. He releases Turlick by hand. Armstrong stands in the middle, the only man that can stop this foray forward. He was good enough to pick up the footy, but then his right foot kick wasn't his best. Spencer takes it away from them. Rowan Bale is released across half-back. He drives a long ball. Mitch Gent sits underneath it. Armstrong did well to knock it away from him. Ball to be won. Burns put his body in the right place. It's still to be won. Maloney did well to toe poke it forward. Gent was taken off the footy. Burns knocks it on. Maloney gets his head over it for Collingwood. Got the handball out for Borthwick, who just released it nicely. And Scharenberg can save the day. Goes by hand to Young, who drives it 65 metres up the wing. Beautiful kick. Hellier couldn't quite take it on the chest. It's a real wet, soapy ball. Came out the back. Munro, Turlick, McKenzie. Left foot kick through the middle. They need to get going, Casey. 23 gone, final term. Across the ground, dangerous. Seedsman gets in the way, receives the handball, can give it to McEwen, who can run in and miss from five outs.
Would have been icing on the cake for Ned and for the Magpies. It was well worked by everyone involved there by Collingwood. Unfortunately, Ned just couldn't quite bring that one through.
Oh, Seedsman did everything right. He's a good player, Ned McEwen. He'll be most disappointed with that, even in the
today.
Conditions.
He certainly has impressed. He's got a nice left boot on him, and he's moved into space really nicely on the wing at half forward. He's got a lot to work with.
Newton left foot down the line. That's a good kick. Riley, right foot, long ball, looking for Spencer. It's the ball to be won at ground level all of a sudden. Around the corner they go. Good stuff, Sharon Berg. Takes the mark. Top of the goal square. You fancy the Pies have done enough here. Armstrong takes a sliding mark deep in the back pocket. And he just takes his time. It's beautiful sunshine now.
Four seasons in one day. We've had it all here at Vic Park.
Armstrong hugs the boundary line, beats the contest. Players happy to see it over from Collingwood initially. The handball kept it alive though. Good stuff from McKenzie for Casey. Across to Newton to Ruse. Four to beat there in congestion. He tried to get a hold of Maloney as he kicked down the line but couldn't stop it getting to Reed, who had Hutchins for company. Did well, did Reedy. He works with Blair and gets it across the line. They'll toss it in.
So Reed and Sinclair continue to play out this last quarter, which is great news. It's not like they've been warehoused at any point in time. They're just getting through a full match, getting the run under their legs, and both of them are coming through at flying colours so far. Not long to go now. Just 25 minutes gone on the Victoria Park clock in the final quarter. With the Magpies leading 76-54, it should be all she wrote for the black and white.
Spencer. Riley, left foot kick, got it to half four, but Armstrong has really been an immovable wall in this last term. He goes to work on Kennedy Harris. Went to ground, did Armstrong, as did Kennedy Harris. He darts back in, Tony. Well tackled, but he didn't have any prior opportunities trying to get it out. And they'll toss it up. 45 out from Casey's goal.
Sorry, Michael. Big ticks for Tony Armstrong and Michael Manteat there. Both of them putting their bodies on the line. The two of them helped stop Kennedy Harris and force this ball up. Well played by both.
McKenzie, well tackled. Came to Salem. Ditto. Ball spills free. Pies halfbacks a chance. Greenhoff tried to get it going. He couldn't. Good tackle at the back from Williams, but it spills free for Riley, for Ruse. Oh, he was well tackled by Matheson. Ball spilled free. Now the Pies have some space to work into. Reed's in a one-on-one with Hutchins. There's no one within 50 metres of them, but the boundary line might just win the day here. Hutchins happy to see it over. And they'll toss it in at half forward for Collingwood attacking to the Yarra Falls end.
It's actually a handy little kick there by, might have been Goodyear out of the pack. Gained 45, 50 metres through his team, well into space, never a chance of being called delivered out of bounds. Plenty of time for all the Magpies and Scorpions to reset here. A lot of movement on the interchange bench too as Galton Marsh come back onto the ground. Greenhoff to take the ruck.
Third man up was Dwyer. Gained some advantage at ground level. McKenzie well tackled by Galt. And we'll do it all again. What a win this has been for Collingwood. Greenhoff again gets some assistance from Dwyer in the air, tries to toe poker through a couple of sets of legs. Riley's bullocking at ground level, but he's well tackled. Gee, there's been some discipline around the contest this afternoon. And Matheson's really embodied a lot of that spirit.
Not a high possession winner, you're right, Michael. Very good point. He's been really good. He's done some important things in his first game for several weeks now. Important part of this VFL makeup.
Seedsman to Dwyer, tried to kick, couldn't quite in the conditions. Young receives the footy, but he's well tackled by Burns. Ball goes over the line, they'll toss it in again.
Sammy Dwyer, last man up once more. He's been a workhorse today, Sammy. He has been all throughout the season when he's played in the VFL and when he's had a chance in the AFL. An emergency again today for the senior side, so he's not far off getting another opportunity, and it'd be nice to see him get a run before the year's out and hopefully hold his spot in the run of the finals.
So again, another stoppage. Plenty of players around the footy. Half forward. Collingwood attacking to the Yarra Falls end. Here's Gent. Wins the ball. Kicks a long barrel down the line. It's not marked. Ball comes to ground. Jay Kennedy Harris is well tackled. That was good stuff from Goodyear. And umpire says, give it to me, gents. Maloney comes off. Borthwick's another man who's coming on the ground that's done exactly the right thing today around the contest. Being ferocious for the footy. Here's Cox. One down by Jamar though. Hellier tumbles at the half forward. Out the back of the contest. Turlick did well to fist it forward. Blair picked up the loose ball though. Turlick got in the way. He tracks it through the middle of Vic Park. Can't find a teammate. Good stuff. Got it on to Reed. He tries to get through two tacklers. That's a big ask. And he's not going to be able to. The umpire will come in and toss it up.
Tell you what, the ground will need a bit of time to recover too. Good thing we're playing at Williamstown next week. You can see patches of the wing in the centre circle are getting nice and chopped up in this rain. So really, really good chance for it to get a bit of a breather before the last couple of games of the year.
Seedsman through the middle, couldn't hold on to it. It's tumbled forward. Mark taken by King. He can swing round quickly. And he's gone with a long ball, and there's a wonderful mark deep in the forward pocket for Casey from Jaden Hunt, who was going back with the flight of it and took it on his chest. He'll kick from 35, 45 out, really. By the time he gets boot to ball, directly in front, he kicks the goal. 16 points the margin, 29 gone though. Collingwood are safe from here. It's going to be a magnificent victory for the Pies. We'll get around the grounds to Etihad very shortly.
As we can see, Brad Miller, actually, speaking of around the grounds, Brad Miller and Brett Allison, both assistant coaches down at Melbourne, leaving the ground at the moment. No doubt making their way across to the MCG for the 3:10 start down at Jolimont. So plenty of time for the Melbourne crew to get down for their game against St Kilda.
Been a long last quarter here, just about to get to 30 minutes, and been a really good one for Collingwood. Great second half when it's all said and done. Ball comes to Young from the middle from Matheson, goes to half forward, fisted away from the marking contest, and they'll toss it in.
So the VFL Magpies appear to have just about done enough to hold on in this one. It's a 16-point ball game with more than 30 minutes played in this final quarter of Victoria Park. Might be a bit longer this quarter because they had a few balls go out onto the road. It's taking some time to retrieve, which may add a few minutes to the time clock. But the ball safely inside our forward 50 with 3 goals of difference.
Hillier to put the icing on the cake. Who better? The skipper rams it home from 48. And Collingwood will march to victory with the sweet sound of leather on boot for the captain, who spent some time forward this year. That's his 7th goal of 2015. What a man, what a player he's become. He leads this side so well. Skillful, hard, and he'll be very happy to sit down tonight. Tired, but in the knowledge that his team is September bound.
Absolutely. Jack Hellier is the spiritual leader of this team, not just on paper as the captain with the C next to his name. He's the heart and soul of this VFL Magpies outfit and has been for several years now. He'll enjoy that goal. He deserves it. Putting the icing on the cake of a very, very fine win for Dale Tapping and his men.
Ball back in the middle. And that's where it's going to stay for the minute. Quickly around the grounds to Etihad. And it's 9-6-60 Western Bulldogs to 7-7-49. So 11 points the margin. Almost half time in that one. Here, Casey win from the stoppage. Munro quickly on. Couldn't find a man. Ball to be won at ground level. Seedsman, clean hands in the conditions. Drives it inside the 50. Reed couldn't take it. Right on the goal line. It's going to be another one. Gray finishes. Oh, it's touched. Must have been over the line. He was claiming it.
He was very happy with that, Nick.
I was with him. I would have given it, Nick.
We were happy to ride the coattails. Would have been his third, too.
Ball might be turned over here. No, Casey good enough to get away. Handball over the top. And they've worked it nicely to Turlick, who's been a good player. He goes with his right boot and finds Newton, who feeds the handball back in board. Asked a lot of ruse there. Got it back. Did ruse. Got it across to Newton. Quickly on. Left foot from Burns. Suits Gent initially, but going back and doing a good job with the Pies defenders. A long ball in, though, after the ball bounced. Final siren. It matters precious little. Collingwood are marching on to September. A hard-fought victory over one of the contenders for the position they want to hold at the end of 2015. 12-11-83. And Casey have finished on 9-6-60.